Welcome to the Jets 360 2-Minute Drill. Ethan Greenberg and Eric Allen here bringing you three storylines for this weekend's Jets-Saints matchup. EA, let's not bury the lead here. Third-year quarterback Bryce Petty is slated to make his 2017 debut.
Yeah, he is. Unfortunately for the Jets, Josh McCown went down against the Denver Broncos, broke his left hand, and now he's on injured reserve. He started the first 13 games of the season for the Jets. With that being said, this is a great opportunity for Bryce Petty. Last year, he got some game experience, appeared in six games, made four starts, showed a lot of grit and determination. I think he's an accurate long ball passer. He's also very athletic. He can buy some time in the pocket, and he can tuck it and run for first downs as well. This matchup this week is going to be very interesting because the Jets offense has to deal with the New Orleans Saints defense, who is much improved, and they also feed off their crowd. With that being said, Petty will get the offensive reins this week and he'll have some time to prepare with John Morton and Christian Hackenberg. He is one play away from playing. He's the backup quarterback this week.
Typically, when you think about the New Orleans Saints, you think about Drew Brees and the passing offense. But this year, a little bit of a different story because the Saints have one, debatably the best running back duo in the NFL with Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara. And two, they're ranked number four in the rush right now.
Yeah, they're tremendous down there in New Orleans because they have balance offensively. They used to just rely on Drew Brees' right arm. Now Kamara is a guy who's explosive as ever, and Mark Ingram is kind of a north and south guy. The Jets' rush defense against the Denver Broncos last week was very good. They limited the Broncos to just 2.4 yards per carry. I think two important guys for this defense this week are Marcus May and Jamal Adams, the Jets' rookie safety tandem. They play downhill. They come in and help the rush defense. The other thing is you got to be prepared for New Orleans and the play action passing game, because if they get the run game going, that sets everything up for Drew Brees passing down the field. May and Adams were good last week. They're going to have to be great this week.
Some tough sledding for the green and white in the final 3 weeks as they face three of the league's premier quarterbacks.
Yeah, they certainly do. They're already making busts in Canton for Drew Brees and Tom Brady. The Jets will see the Patriots at Gillette Stadium on New Year's Eve. Next week, the Jets will play at home, their final home game of the year at MetLife Stadium, against Phillip Rivers. You can make an argument that Rivers will eventually be a Hall of Famer as well. So this three-game stretch is going to be an unbelievable test for the Jets defense and their developing secondary.
There you have it. Three storylines as the Jets are prepared to travel to the Big Easy in week 15. For Eric Allen, I'm Ethan Greenberg.